Good morning. Glad you are here with us today. There's not one place in this world that I would rather be than to be here with you this day. Thank you all for coming. And we have several visitors. I'm looking around the room. Some I've spoken with, some I haven't spoken with yet, but I'll try to make sure I speak with you before you get out the door. How's that? And so if I don't catch you, catch me. I'll be standing right out yonder. Now that's Arkansas term, stand out yonder. That's what we're going to do. I'm so glad that you're here today because I have a very important lesson. All of our lessons are important, but this one's really important. And the reason why this one's really important is as I'm going to tell you this story, and I've probably told it to you before. I'm getting older now, and I forget who I've told the story to. So I have a lot of stories, but they run over each other every once in a while. So you probably heard it before, and if you've heard it before, just kind of nod and smile like you've never heard it before, okay? And then I won't know the difference. All right, so here it is. Back when I was preaching over at Valley View, I got a phone call from a person from California. And this lady, she was doing a survey of ministers throughout the United States. And she asked me, she said, "Can I ask you some questions?" I said, "Sure." And so she starts asking me questions, biblical questions. She starts asking me a lot of different things. And she's going through there. And one of the questions that she asks was this: "Do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God?" Okay? That was my response. My response was yes. And so from that point on, she kept asking me a few more questions. And then when she got to the end of her survey, she came back and she said, "Now, I've finished my survey, but I want to tell you something." I said, "Okay." She said to me, she said, "You would not believe how many ministers I asked the question if they believed that the Bible was the Word of God, that they said they did not believe that." Now my response then was quite simple. What then could they base their faith? If they don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, then how in the world could you have a foundation to build upon? How in the world would you believe in Jesus Christ? How in the world would you believe about God the Creator? How in the world could you believe these things if you yourself do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God? And I also asked her, I said, "Well, what do they teach from? What do they use to preach their lessons?" And she said, her response was, which I found this very interesting, she said, "Well, a lot of them have books that somebody's written that they teach from." No. Folks, I'm going to show you a few things today. Because this is exactly how I feel about it. This is exactly what I've told you this story before. I know I've told you this one before about the bumper sticker that I saw one time. It says, "The Bible says it, therefore I believe it, therefore that settles it." It says it, I believe it, and that settles it. How in the world could you teach about the saving grace that came to us through Jesus Christ, Son of God? How can you teach about that and not believe that the book that you're teaching from is true. There's no way that we could base our faith on anything but the Bible. And folks, I get real irritated at people that teach from this book or that book or that book, but never use the Bible. Turn on your television. Turn on that inspiration channel. You're going to see a lot of people teaching from books other than the Bible. You're going to see people that give 30 to 45 minute sermons and never quote one verse of Scripture. Folks, that ain't it. We must base our foundation on the Word of God. And one of my favorite passages dealing with this is right there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It says this about the Bible. It says this about the Scripture. That all Scripture is inspired by God. All of it comes from God. And I've had people say to me, oh, there's so many contradictions in the Bible. And my response to them is very simple. Show me one. They can't. You know why? Because all Scripture is given to us by God. Now, there were many writers of the Bible. Many writers. But there's no contradiction in the Word. The Word is the same. It goes from Genesis 1:1 to the very end of Revelation. All the Word is from God. Every writer was inspired by God. And if you don't believe that, I would ask you to turn to Psalms chapter 22. Not Psalms 23, Psalms 22. Because David is writing about his situation, but that situation that he's writing about is exactly what Jesus went through on the cross. Because Psalms chapter 22 starts out in verse 1 and it says this, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? David did not know at the time that he was writing about Jesus Christ on the cross. But God knew, and God inspired it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and beneficial for, look at this, teaching, rebuke, correction, training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped, for every good work. Every good work. When I teach here, when I teach Bible classes, or when I get up here and preach, notice I've always got Scripture on the board. Amen. You know why? Because that's where this comes from. 100% of this is inspired by God through His Word. Realize that the Bible is God's Word. And therefore, we are ready, we are equipped for every good work. One of the things that I was taught back years ago when we went to Guyana, they gave us a little teaching as to how to approach these people, how to get them to become Christians. And one of the things they said was, ask them if they believe that the Bible is God's Word. Start by asking that question. Do you believe that the Bible is God's Word? If they said yes, they said, then you've got them. I said, really? I said, yep. Because all you have to do then from that point is, you just have to show them God's Word. This is what the Bible says. This is what it teaches. Now, I've done that before with people, and they've done me this way. They would start out and they say, "Oh yeah, I believe the Bible's God's word." And I say, "Okay, well, here's what it says." And they say, "Well, no, I don't really believe that." And then I would come back and say, "Well, then you're telling me you don't believe that this is God's word." "No, no, I'm not saying that." "Well, then how can you not believe this, but say that this is God's word?" You see that? It's important for us to realize that this is where our faith is based. This is where we are. God's word. Now, here's a question I have for us today to look at. Because in this question, what I want you to do is I want you to take these answers and take them out into the world and use them to convince people that they need to believe, they need to be baptized, they need to become Christian people. Okay? This is very important. Here's the question. Why is the Bible our authority? Why isn't it some other book? There's a lot of books out there that people base their beliefs upon. No. No. My belief, the rock in which I stand on, is the Bible. Amen. It is the scripture that is inspired by God. Here's number one to this answer. It was inspired by the Creator of all things. All things. God, the Creator, inspired it. We just read that. That all Scripture is inspired by God and is worthy for every aspect of our lives. All Scripture comes from God. It is inspired by the Creator. God is the Creator. People say oftentimes, all you have to do is believe and you will be saved. And folks, belief is part of it. But understand what I just said. It is part of it. It is not all of it. Because remember, even the demons believe. Don't think that that legion of demons did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Because they came running out to him and says, "What have we to do with thee?" They knew who Jesus was before the apostles knew who Jesus was. So belief is not the end. But I've often said belief is the beginning. It is the beginning. So realize that belief comes, but belief only doesn't do it. There's more to it. There's more to it. All of that is inspired by God. And if you believe that God is the Creator, then you believe that Jesus is the Son. But you must also believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Because you cannot have any faith at all if you do not believe in those three things. God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Bible is the Word. Second, the Bible is found to be true. I'm going to tell you a few things here. This is very important for us to see it. This is very important for us to know it. There is more hardcore, fast evidence There is more hardcore, fast evidence today than has ever been in the history of mankind that the Bible is true. Oftentimes on our Tuesday night Bible studies that we're having, I put pictures up of ruins that they've found. And those pictures, these are places that are spoken of specifically in the Bible. They existed. I've got pictures of names of people that lived during Jesus' time. I've got a picture of a name carved into a stone, and that name was Pilate. I've got the picture of a name carved in a stone, and that name was Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Folks, these people lived. They existed. And one of the things that I learned back years ago when I was taking this course on ancient civilizations is that every ancient civilization that has ever existed in this earth has a flood story. Every one of them. And there's one that they found that was almost identical to the flood story that we have in the Bible. In that, it even had Noah's name in it. Spelled a little differently, but it was pronounced Noah. Folks, there's more hardcore evidence that the Bible is true, that these people lived, they walked the face of this earth, they existed. These things happened. So therefore the Bible is found to be true, and therefore God's Word is also found to be true. And people ask me, they've asked me before, they say, well, what about all this archaeological evidence that they have and all these scientists and everything? And my response to them, I said, if they're honest, then all they're doing is proving the Word of God. Amen. Even from the creation, scientists have proven these things to be true. The Bible speaks of the world being round far before Christopher Columbus ever walked the face of this earth. These things are true. The Bible is true. First, it's inspired by God. Second, it is found to be true. And third, the promises within the Bible are fulfilled. This right there is absolutely amazing to me. Because things that were spoken of in Genesis are fulfilled. I brought up Psalms just a minute ago and David's writings. The things that he wrote were fulfilled. The things that were spoken of that would happen, happened. And therefore, the things that it speaks of that will happen, folks, it's going to happen. Jesus is going to come back. There is going to be a trumpet sound. The clouds will be rolled back. And we will be gathered together with the saints forever and ever. This is what the Bible teaches us. And we know it to be true because it has been true in the past. And all the promises that have been given for the past have been fulfilled. And the promise of Jesus Christ was given from the very beginning. In Genesis 3:3. where God tells Satan that through her seed, Eve's, through her seed, he will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. Genesis chapter 3. From the very beginning of time, John the Apostle writes very specifically about it. In his gospel account, the first chapter, he says in the first verse, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." From the beginning, Jesus Christ was the plan. From the beginning, it has always been that way. The Bible speaks of it. And notice those Old Testament people, those heroes of the Old Testament, they did not see these things in front of them. They did not know these things openly, but yet they waited. Why? Because God promised. And they knew His promises would be fulfilled. Therefore, we believe in the Bible because the promises are fulfilled. Next, the way is given. I've told you this many times before. I'll tell you many times again. That the Bible does not teach us everything, but it teaches us everything we need to know. The rest of it we take by faith. The Bible doesn't necessarily teach us about the dinosaurs. I don't care. Kind of neat to look at, kind of neat to study. 60 million years ago, I don't know about that. But I can tell you this, we don't need to know about that. What we need to know about is the way to salvation. And so therefore, God provided us a way to salvation. And that way is through Jesus Christ. And if we follow His commands, if we do what He tells us to do, which He tells us very plainly, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He tells us very plainly to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. And I know Jesus is with us always. And He is with us today. Right here, right now. Great job, brother. So understand that the way for us to get to heaven is right there in those words. Right there. Open it up. Read it. Study it. Now I want to tell you this. Man is not the authority. When I read and see people who teach out of a book other than the Bible, my response is this, that the man who wrote it or the woman that wrote it or whomever wrote it is not the authority. It is not the way. It is not what I need for salvation. And it is not what I need in my daily walk with God. It's somebody's opinion. I had a person one time that opened up his Bible and he told me, he said, "Well, it says in my Bible this." And I was kind of taken back because I go, "I don't believe I've ever read that before." And he said, it's right here in my Bible. I said, well, show me where that is. And he opened it up, and it was down here in this little section that says commentary. And my response was, that's not the Bible. That's that person's opinion. That's not the Bible. And so realize the difference between a person's opinion and what the Scripture says. And if that person's opinion contradicts the Scripture, then there's nothing in it for you. Man is not the authority. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, it says this, I know, Lord, that a person's way is not in himself, nor is it in a person who walks to direct his steps. I walk the way of the Lord, not the way of man. And you're going to hear lots and lots and lots of opinions out there in this world. But that's not the way of the Lord. That's the way of man. And as I've told you many, many times before, if I say something up here that you've never heard before, ask me to show you in the Bible where it says it. And I can tell you right now that the most of what I tell you is right there. So I can say, well, just look right there. There it is. Read it for yourself. Man's way is not the way. Man's way is vain. We cannot follow man's way, man's teaching, man's doctrine, the commandments of men, and find the way to salvation. The commandments of men will lead us directly to destruction. And do with them exactly what I've asked you to do with me. Show me in the Bible where it says that. Show me where it teaches that. And if we'll do that, then we can do this. Church at Ephesus was held up high because it tried every word to make sure that it was of God, not of man. They tested every apostle. They tested every disciple to make sure that they were of God. And folks, I can tell you right now that there are many people out there that are teaching a doctrine or a thought or a commandment that is not of God, but it is of man. And so therefore, you must be aware of that. John speaks of it in 1 John, that there were many at that time, there were many antichrists. People who were opposed to Jesus Christ. That there were many false teachers. But the way to find them false is very simple. Open up that Bible. Find the truth. And plant your feet upon it. The last verse that I want to put up here is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Those people who do not believe that the Bible is the Word of God are tossed about by every wind, by every doctrine, by every thought. And I've had so many people say, well, it makes me feel so good, you know, and I'm being tossed about by that thought or this thought or there. Folks, how can you stand upon a foundation like that? As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, those are the foolish people who build their house upon the sand. And when the wind comes and the waves blow, or the waves hit the house and the rain falls down, what happens to that house that was built upon the sand? But what happens to the house that was built upon the rock? The foundation of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells Peter and the rest of his apostles, he says, upon this rock I shall build my church. This is the rock in which we stand. As long as I am your minister here, I will never preach anything other than what we stand upon. As long as I am your minister here, I will oppose any other doctrine coming into this building. But folks, we need to be strong in our faith. We need to be strong in our belief. We need to hold fast to the Word of God, because within that Word is our salvation. If you have a need this morning, a need for our prayers, or a need to be baptized, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, putting Him on in baptism, becoming part of His kingdom that is spoken of so richly in the Scripture that was inspired by God. We want to give you that opportunity to come, and come now, while together we stand and sing.